Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. Excited tonight because we are joined in the studio by a special guest. Sherlette Ammons is a hip-hop artist, spoken word artist, one of my favorites here in the Triangle. And she's got a new album out called Spectacles, which is coming out tomorrow. Super excited about it, and I am extremely excited to have Sherlette here in the studio to talk about it and play a few tracks, including a couple that I'll be hearing for the first time. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm always excited to get an email, call, whatever from you. So appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Yep. Let's hear a track. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with the title track, Spectacles. Mavis Swanpool is on guest vocals on that one. Nice. So, and today is my favorite.
Love it. Here is the title track, Spectacles, on 97.9 The Hill. Awesome. That is the title track, Spectacles, off the brand new album by Sherlette Ammons, who is here with us in the studio. Going to have more from Sherlette when we come back and hear more tracks on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. You are listening to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio, joined tonight by Sherlette Ammons, who's got a new album, which is coming out tomorrow, called Spectacles. SherletteAmmons.com is the website. Want more on her and to get more information on the album. Early singles have been fantastic, and I'm super excited to hear the full thing. Sherlette, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, for real. Appreciate it, always.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tell me if I'm wrong. First album since 2016 for
you? Yeah, first since.
You have been super active for all that time.
not just doing other things, you know. I've been working a lot in before I started working on this record, I was working a lot in TV and film. Mm-hmm. Working on Chef's Life and Somewhere South with Vivian Howard that aired on PBS, both for 5 seasons and 1 season, respectively. And then worked on a one-off half-hour series called The Hook that I co-directed with my homeboy, Salim Reshamwala, that aired on PBS about Chef Ricky Moore. And then served as a producer on 2 music documentaries. One was Stay Prayed Up about the Branchettes, this legendary gospel.
It's a great one. Yeah.
Legendary gospel group out of Newton Grove, North Carolina. And then worked most recently as a producer on May the Lord Watch, The Little Brother Story, which was just hella fun. I mean, I grew up with Little Brother.
Yeah.
So it was cool to work. Fonte's a dear friend, so it was nice to work with him on that story. And it's an important story in terms of the legacy of North Carolina hip hop and what that bridge that they mended. So, yeah.
I got to ask you about I want to talk about the album, but you mentioned Little Brother. I was going to ask you about that later, but let's talk about it now because I've not seen that one yet.
Oh,
I'm
word.
Super excited to watch it.
Sweet. Yeah, you can stream it for free on YouTube. That was their desire to kind of put it out in a way that kind of represented the way they came up, kind of just by gaining support on the OK Player blogs and just exchanging ideas in that new medium. I came on the project later to kind of help raise funds and just as an extra eye and ear on the production scene. But it's a wonderfully told story, and it includes all the elements that make Little Brother, Little Brother, you know, top-tier emceeing, and then humor. Fonte's one of the funniest people I know.
Yeah.
And they, you know, get more into the personalities behind Little Brother, and don't spend too much time on the conflicts. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool to see. It's very, quite endearing to watch, and I've seen it a kabillion times now. Every time it's endearing.
That's awesome. Speaking with Sherlett Ammons, we're talking about that video that's out, but the new album Spectacles is out tomorrow. And again, first one for you in 8 years. So what does it feel like? Like it's release eve. How does that feel?
Yeah, man, it's been a long road to hoe. Everybody knows what the pandemic times were like, and it's like trying to it actually changed the way I create, and parts of that will stick around for the long term. Parts of it I want to throw away, like stat.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody should create in a vacuum like that. I think music is a collaborative process, but during the pandemic, my wife brought me a music production class, an online music production class, which was kind of a lifesaver. I was like, oh, I'm not an extrovert. I could stay in this room forever. It's like all these things that you thought you knew about yourself just became untrue. You just got to shed and say, oh, this is who I truly am. And I ended up making all these demos. And some of them I started before the pandemic, but really got to hone them during COVID times. And the record's out tomorrow, which also happens to be my wife's birthday.
Happy
birthday, Laura. Holler. It was cool to just all the demos, just crafting myself, and then reach out to other folks for to help tighten them up.
And you've got so many great people on this album.
Yeah.
We've already heard Mavis Swanpool, who, I mean, several great tracks on this album.
Mavis is a bad one.
Oh, she's so good. Amelia Meath from Sylvanesso.
Yeah, Amelia's dope.
Phil and Brad Cook.
Yep.
Who am I missing? A lot of people.
Oh,
G. Yamazawa.
Yep. Kane Smago.
Yep.
DJ Harrison of Butcher Brown plays a lot on it. My boy Darian Alexander, who is my personal bass player. Like, if I needed somebody to just walk around like behind me all day and just play bass, it would be that dude.
That's the best instrument to have someone walking around.
You can't get no cooler than that. Yeah. I mean, that would be the height of cool, just have a bass player making the soundtrack to your life all the time.
How did you identify the people that you wanted to be with you? Like, did you write a song and say, I want Amelia Meath on this, or did you write a song for her, or
kinda
how did it work?
Sort of. A lot of that happened when I got with Phil. Mm-hmm. And Phil co-produced it, Phil Cook, and we kind of brainstormed personnel together. like Amelia on Hello was kind of a mutual, we both thought that was just a good idea. And also it was cool to have her do the hook on Delight, because she sounds like her voice is doing two different things, and they have two different sentiments. Mavis was somebody that Phil introduced me to, although she's worked with him a lot, and I've known her, but I've never worked with her directly. And she has that quintessential soul voice that you want on your record. And G, I've known G for a bit, and it was like really cool to finally get to work together. The folks, the musicians that are in North Carolina are kind of incestuous. Mm-hmm. We all work together all the time, and there's so many beautiful, talented people to choose from. Brevin Hamden, who's my musical director, and also we recorded all the music at his studio.
It's incestuous, but it's like a weirdly crisscrossing family tree that just keeps finding new crisses and
webby.
Crosses,
it's
right?
Mad
yeah,
webby.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's great.
It is beautiful.
So the title is Spectacles, which I love because that has just so many different layers and
no
meanings
doubt.
Just in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired the project, the album, the theme?
Well, when you see the record cover, I'm an identical twin, and we're 4 minutes apart. Charlotte, that's me. Charlotte, that's my twin, who I love dearly. And so, like, also, like, you know, this was kind of like, I just told somebody that I think this record is kind of like the beginning of a memoir kind of vibe, you know, just kind of breaking down what it means to be a spectacle your entire life. You know, people would stand us side by side as kids and just look at us to see if they could, you know, identify differences in our appearance. And it just became something we did. Or, you know, at church they'd tell us to sing a solo, which was ridiculous because we're two people. But they treated us like one human being. I think that's kind of the metaphor there. And then thinking about, you know, all the identities I wear, Southerness, queerness, blackness, and Toni Morrison is one of my favorite writers, and she wrote about eliminating the white gaze, and I think that part is also true of spectacle. And then ironically, given all those identifiers, I still decided to be a performer, which requires people look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, there's so many juxtapositions there. And it was really cool to just write a record that was inclusive of all those juxtapositions.
Dig more into getting rid of the white gaze. Like, how did you do that on this album?
Well, I think Toni Morrison said it best. You don't write for that gaze. You write that in a way that centers your own perspective. And, the irony is that takes a lot of unlearning for black people. Like, that's who I can speak for. And even the same with queerness is white. Don't write for the straight gaze, the heteronormative gaze, or the patriarchal gaze. Write from the perspective that centers you and your marginalized experience. And it's a nuanced difference, but it's a hell of a big difference, that perspective, and privileging that perspective over the most obvious, most powerful perspective. So,
speaking with Charlotte Ammons, the new album is Spectacles. Again, it's out tomorrow. CharlotteAmmons.com is the website. You can find the album tomorrow on streaming services too. Let me drop my pen all over the floor. Let's hear another track. What are we going to hear next?
Let's do Spades next.
All right. This is Spades off the new album Spectacles on 97.9 The Hill.
They sinister us, adversaries into their capillaries and innocence. Ain't it hurtful, make you work for what you can't see? On the verge of a heart attack or a hill of beans, work against the grain just to get the feed. So I press my harvest and cassettes and life's ecstasy.
You hide all the makings of your vast array. You're so restless, but my guess is you got vestige to invest in. You making all the punks and freaks come out to play. You can take them and go with them to the deep end. So tell you to get up.
back. By the hand of bluffs, talking junk. Jack, what's the point of that? When my hand steady, booting black. Come on.
You hold him like you never had a hand to play. Blinded by the potential in your system, plain and simple. You want convincing masquerade. Hiding like you incidental. But I trust you shouldn't wrinkle, shouldn't shrivel, fade away.
Spades there off the new album Spectacles. Sherlette Ammons here in the studio with us. We'll have more from her and one more song when we come back on Live and Local after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. Joined tonight by Sherlette Ammons, great artist whose new album is Spectacles. It is not out yet. It will be out tomorrow. SherletteAmmons.com is the website for more information. We're hearing some advanced music off of it that I'm hearing for the first time. So Sweet. Super excited about that. Thanks again for being with us.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Got to talk about Short, which is cool. Which we played at the top of the hour. Possibly my favorite song of the year so far.
What?
And like the lyrics are so, it's so simple.
Right
like,
on.
We keep coming up short, but we still keep coming up.
Right.
Like, I heard it the first time. I'm like, oh, yes. why has that not been said 1,000 times
yeah,
already?
Man.
Like,
yeah,
it's so great.
Thank you. It goes back to that, like just trying to, in that environment of isolation during the pandemic, like, just trying to stay motivated, you know. I call Hello my pandemic anthem, but Short is up there too.
And we'll hear Hello in just a bit. Just in general, like from the album, what do you want people to take away from the album, like today specifically?
Right on. I'm a big fan of critique, creative criticism, and I hope it resonates with people. I wrote it during this time of isolation, but I'm curious how it applies to people's experiences now that we've thawed out of that experience. I'm still trying to figure out what it means to me. I've never taken this long to create a record. And I say it's the loneliest record I've ever made, too, in this weird way, despite having all these collaborators on it, just from the way it was fashioned. But yeah, I just want people to be critical. Like the top of each side, side A and side B, starts with some commentary called On Spectacle. And I've assembled all these voices, black voices particularly, to talk about what it means to be a spectacle. And that includes Mickey Blanco, my twin sister Charlotte, my niece Anansi, Fred Moten, who's a brilliant poet, Tunde Wey, who's a Nigerian chef and immigrant. And then on the B side is Vivica C. Cox, who is a drag queen, fabulous Vivica. DJ Doo-Wop, who's a South African DJ. And Dr. Alexis Pauline Gums, who's a fabulous feminist writer. And the irony is on the side A, that's the folks on the side A talk more about the struggle of spectacle and that gaze I was talking about earlier. And then side B talks about the flamboyance of spectacle. And it just makes for great bookends. And I want people to insert themselves in that conversation. How do they feel about if you're a part of any marginalized community? What does it mean for you to be spectacle or feel spectacle?
I'm fascinated by the fact that you're describing this as like a lonely album. This is so bustling. There's so many voices on it.
I know.
Like there's so many people in the room for
this.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But not. I mean, it started off via emailing back and forth.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is cool. It's nice to know you can do this, but. Do you want to do it like this?
I've
stopped writing poetry for that reason. I want it to be more interactive. And
Have you had a chance? Speaking of interactive, like how many times have you had a chance to like do this in front of an audience?
We've been playing some of the songs like Short. We've been playing Spectacles. We've been playing live. But I look forward to playing like some of the more funky joints. Like Delight would be really fun to play live. So just trying to figure out how to incorporate them into the live show. I've been kind of waiting for the record to come out before I did too much of that.
Anything coming up that folks should know about?
Yeah, we're gonna do Saturdays in Saxba Hall. I'm planning a release show, which I haven't figured out the date yet. Sister been tired, so just been taking my time
this
with
is
that
fair.
And then doing something in collaboration with Country Soul Songbook at Duke in May, but all that's on the website.
Awesome. And again, SherlettAmmons.com is the website. We'll link to it up on our website, chapelburger.com as well, so you can go there and get the link. Speaking with Sherlette Ammons, the album is Spectacles. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
We're going to hear Hello. It's like I said, it's like my pandemic anthem. It features Amelia Meath of Sylvanesso. And I dedicate it to everybody listening. I hope everybody's doing all right.
This is Hello on 97.9 The Hill.
Hello, it's me. I see you every day. From far away, are you all right? You seem to me to be the type to say, no worries, it'll be all right. I recognize you almost anywhere. Sometimes it's hard to move. From there to here. Hello, it's me. I see you every day. I can't relate. It'll be alright.
Simply put the bumping from your speakers. Reminds me of a 80s double deck cassette receiver. Like a broken record scratched and moving in reverse. So it's absurd to beg for mercy from a South that's still dirty. Early in the morning contemplating over a cup of syrup. What commotion I'm hoping today I'm bound to stir. Stir it up, the current circus needs to close its curtain. It's alright if your movement is far removed from perfect. I see your purpose.
Hello, it's me.
Shell-shocked and bent twisted. So global but so landlocked we don't visit. We should spread culture without vultures profiting. Instead of serving stale rap rock, let's remix it. I'm hungry for that feeling that came from crate digging. Freestyles and slick disses. Vinyl scratch without skipping. Studios and folks kitchen. So southern is playlistic. Represent for descendants of grits and catfishes. Alright.
Hello, it's me.
Song is Hello, Amelia Meath there on it. The album is Spectacles. It is officially out tomorrow. SherlettAmmons.com is the website. Go there and find out more. We'll link to it up on our website, chapelburger.com as well. Sherlette Ammons, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And the pleasure's mine. Call me anytime.